That maisa moitzi midei maisa. An action takes away from an action. Umiyad machshava from a machshava. But machshava just thought, ein moitzi yoloi midei maisa v'loi midei machshava. You see here what happened here. Originally you had this skin, this leather. Leather by itself is not really a finished product. Usually you make something out of it. Usually you make a shoe out of it. But Matrila, since you thought that you're going to use the leather the way it is right now, with your machshava alone, you made it into a kli. Because that's the way you thought to use it right now, it's called the kli. It could be makabel tumah. Later, when you change your mind and you say, no, I don't want to use it the way it is right now. I want to make it into a shoe. We say, nothing doing. Your machshava alone cannot be mavato, the first machshava. Rather, it still remains the kli until you do an action to it. When you start to cut up the leather into a shoe, then we see it's not a kli yet. Then it's not makabel tumah anymore. This is the proof to Resh Lakish. That we see now machshava, like a dibur alone, cannot break another machshava, another dibur. It was like this. Bishleim miyad maisalei maaser. This is very good according to everybody, of course, that if an action was done to which your machshava now cannot take it away, to lo yosa dibur mavato maaser, that everybody agrees to. Ela, but Resh Lakish's proof is like this. Miyad machshava miyo topic. How come it says here, if the beginning it wasn't the real kli yet? It was only because of your machshava. You thought that you want to use this leather the way it is right now. So it's only your machshava that made it into a kli. How come later when you think not to use it the way it is now, why can't your machshava take away your first machshava? So this is Resh Lakish's Rai, you see, lo yosa dibur mavato dibur. Machshava is like a dibur, it's not called a maisa. So Mara says, no, I tell you, shani machshava de tumah, tichi maisa dummy. I tell you, your thought that you have by a kli to make it into a kli, that it could be makabel tumah, here the thought is like an action. Here it's a choshev a machshava. It's not stam a dibur b'yalma. When you first think that this leather, you're going to leave it and use it the way it is right now, that machshava is a tremendous thing and it's like an action was done. That's why later the machshava cannot take away from the first machshava. Because by hilchas tumah, machshava is like a maisa dummy. Uka the Rav Papa, like Rav Papa says. The Rav Papa, Rav Papa asked up a question. Siv the Pasuk says, Kiyitin. Says Kiyitin, this is about water. When water goes upon food, we know oichol is only in the kabel tumah, it will first have a hechsher. If water first went on top of the fruits, on top of the food, then if a sheriff touches it, becomes tummy. It has to have a hechsher, the kabel tumah. Suppose it says Kiyitin, you have to put the water on it. The karin and Kiyutin, and we read it, Kiyutin as if it was put by itself. So do you have to put the water on it, or can the water come upon by itself? Okay, so how is this? So with Ashen Kiyutan, when it was put by itself, when the rainwater came on top of your fruits, after it pulled off the tree, calls them on the fruits are growing, it's not makabel tumah, it's not makabel hechsher either. But after the fruits were pulled off the tree, now if some rainwater goes on it, it's also makabel tumah, it's hechsher makabel tumah. But with Ashen Kiyutan, when the water is put by itself, dum yudah chiyitin, it has to be like when you put it on. What does that mean? Ma yitin de nichalei. Just when you take water and pour water on top of your fruits, you want the water to be there, you take these fruits to wash it off. You want to wash off your fruits now, you want the water to be on your fruits. So I tell you, af yutan, the same thing, even though water goes on it by itself, you did not pour the water, the rainwater fell on your bushel of apples, but it has to be denichle, it has to be that you're happy with the water. But let's say you put the apples on the sun, and you want it to dry up now, the apples. You don't want water to go there. Now, if rainwater comes on top of this water, it will not be huksh makabel tumah. Because the Torah says, ki yutan, when it goes by itself, it has to be like when you put it, that you want it. So you see here that if you want it, your nicha, your machshava, is considered like you did it. So by hilchas tumah, we see the fact you think you want to do it, your machshava, as if it was really done. So here by tumah, machshava means a lot. Therefore here, a machshava cannot be mitzi v'day machshava. But it wouldn't be a kasha to Rabbi Yechanan. But other places, diba b'yam, like in our Mishnah, when you stand, send money to your wife to marry you, and the kedushin should be chal for eslacha shleishim yoyim, right now it's only called a diba, and here Rabbi Yechanan holds, also diba mavato diba. From tumma wouldn't be any proof. Rav Zvid masni loho shmaite toaho. Rav Zvid learned this halacha in this case. Yeah, Rashi said, Lo Shmaita means Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish. This machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish. If we say also Dibur, Mavato Dibur, he learned it on this halacha.
Yeah. Rav Zvid learned it like this. The chain it says, the chain he she nosno rishus lishluchoi lekacha. If she made a shliach, that the shliach could accept the kedushin for her. For whole chohi the kitcha satzma. But in the meantime, she went and received her own kedushin. So she made a she appointed a shliach to accept kedushin for her from one person, and in the meantime, she accepted kedushin for somebody else. So who is she married to? So it depends. Im shelo kodma kedusha kedushin. Whichever one took place first, that's who she married to. If her kedushin took place first, in other words, the shliach first has to travel 2 days to get to the chosen, but she met another chosen now the next day, so she's married to him. The im shel shlucha kodma. Let's say no, the shliach met the first chosen first, and the shliach accepted the kedushin from the first husband. Then im kedusha kedushin. The second person that she's getting married to now means nothing, because she's already married to the first man. She can't marry a second man. Is ein kedusha kedushin?
Yeah. All right, turn over.
Yeah. But what's going to be loikit shesatzma? Let's say she does not marry herself. She does not remarry. But v'chozrebo. What happened is she appointed a shliach to accept kedushin from her chosen. And then later, she retracted and she tells the shliach, nothing doing. I don't want you to go anymore to accept the kedushin. I don't want you to be my shliach anymore. Now, what's the locha? Could Isha retract or not with Dibra alone? So he learned, the machleik, Rav Zvid learned the machleik, said Rav Yechon HaShlokish, that Rav Yechon HaNomah HaChazeres, yes, she has a right to retract. She has a right to tell that shliach, I don't want you to accept the kedushin. For HaShlokish Shomar, no, ain't a HaChazeres. She can't retract anymore. Rabbi Yechonah Noma Chayzeres, why? Also, Diba Mavata Diba. Here it's only a Diba. She only appointed a Shliach to accept her Kedushin. No action was done yet. And here it's better than the first case. Because here the Isha didn't receive any money at all yet. So it's pure Diba. She only told the Shliach, you have the right to go and accept the Kedushin. So before he accepts it, she has the right to say, I don't want you anymore. Resh Lakish Shama, no. This will be a big Kiddush according to Resh Lakish. The Resh Lakish says, even in such a case, Eino Chazeres, no, still the wife, she cannot be Chayza. Why, Layosu Diba Mavato Diba, that the Isha has no right to retract. Vice says, once she appointed a Shliach, she made a Shliach, that's Dov Choshev. You did something. You gave over the power to a Shliach to accept the Kedushin for you. And you made the Shliach right now the Baal HaMaisa. So you appointed a Shliach, you did an action here, so you can't be Mavato that anymore. That's what's Lakish Hasvara. Now we ask all the questions over again. Eisvei, Rav Yechon HaShlokish, Rav Yechon HaShlokish, Bito by Truma, Imachalai Torum, Bitle Truma, Truma. But if the Truma was not done yet, you could be Mavatol the Shliach. So the Kashan HaShlokish, you see, you could be Mavatol the Shliach. Or my Rav Ocham Askin, going, Shekodim Balabayis, Vatorim as Kariv. That the Balabos himself went and took off Truma from his own crop. Tehevele Maisa, that's called a good Maisa. I mean, here it's not just time that the Balabos said, I don't want you to be my shliach. But the Balabos himself went first and took off his own truma. So that's called a maisa. So when he does the maisa, then Resh Lakish would also agree that a maisa could be mevatel diba. If he would just tell the shliach, I don't want you to do it anymore, Resh Lakish says, you can't do that. Once you appointed a shliach as a dava choshev, you can't break it. But if you do the action yourself, a maisa could be mevatel the diba. Eisra Resh Lakish Rav Yechonah says, Kol akir kelim, Yodim de tumasim machshava, v'yenelim tumasim ele b'shino maisa. So I call upon a maisa moitim de maisa miad machshava. If you do an action, that takes away from both. But machshava, you just think right now to start making into a shoe. Eina moitzi eloi mide maisa loim de machshava. So vishpem miad maisa loim afkali os libum about a maisa. It's very good why machshava can't break a maisa, because the libum can't break a maisa. Ele miad machshava miad tofik. But how come your machshava can't break the first machshava? If this leather was not really a kli, it's only a kli that you just thought to use it the way it is right now, and later you decide not to use it, so why can't your machshava break the first machshava? That's a raya to Resh Lakish that diva cannot break diva. So Rabbi Yochanan answers back, no, or malay shani machshava the tumah. Tichimai sedami, ukedarapapa rami. Ksiva says ki itain, you have to put the water on the pri. The karin and kiyutan was put by itself. Okay, so how do we have to do? Kiyutan dumya the itain. It's put by itself the same way you would put it. Ma yitain, just when you put water on the fruits. The nichale, you want the water on the fruit right now. Av yutan nam the nichale. It has to be, even though the water came by itself, but only if you're happy, your nichale, you want it to be there. So you see, your machshava by tumah is like you're putting the water there directly. It's a chashava maisa. Therefore, machshava by tumah is better. Eisva yadiyachin v'shlokish. Yadiyachin v'shlokish. Says the shleich get liyishtoi. Then the husband sends a get to his wife. The gear of a shliach does the mitzvah of the shliach. Oh, shalach ha'ach v'shliach sends another shliach. And v'yemlin tells him, get you in a satla chabotah. The first get that I sent is no good. Who? Ha'reza botah. You could break the shlichas. So yuftu the v'shlokish to yuftu. There's a kash in v'shlokish. Here it says clearly that a shliach, when you appoint the shliach to give a get to your wife, calls the man the get was not given to us, only called the dibur, and the husband has a right with his own dibur to break the first dibur. The Gemara says now, v'yichus ha'kabosu v'yichus ha'filu b'kamaisa. And the chiddush is, even in the first case, which is a bigger chiddush, here it's not such a big chiddush. Here what happened, the husband gave the get to a shliach, but the get did not get to the wife's hands yet. So no maisa was done yet. That's why here we say, also dibur about the dibur. But the chiddush is, ha'filu b'kamaisa, now mishnah. V'yaf v'gav dikul me'n even though now mishnah we could say, shana nesinas mois liyadisha. T'kamaisa dami, and now mishnah, what was the case? When the man already gave the money to his future wife, and he said to her, "Hareya mukadeshli b'kesef zu liyachash loishim yain," we just have to wait for 30 days to go by, and then we'll marry. So since he already gave her the money, maybe that's called like a ma'aser kedushin. K'mashulon still no. Afilu hochi, since the kedushin is not chal yet, it's only called the dibur, and therefore b'yechon holds not talocha. Also dibur mavatu dibur. Tomorrow says kash hilchos hilchos avestiru nalochis. Or Mark, you tell him Yechus like Reb Yechanan, we hold like Reb Yechanan, the what? Also Dibur, Mavato Dibur. The Kaimelon, the Hilchus like Reb Nachman, the Pasuk like Reb Nachman. The Boilu, Reb Nachman has to shout like this, Mal Sheyachse V'Yigarish Boy. Can he himself go and marry her now? Yeah, Rashi says, Mal Sheyachse V'Yigarish Boy, Beget Li'acha Shom L'Shliach Getsh Nesat L'Chobotlu. I mean, after the husband told the first Shliach, I don't want you to be a Shliach, could the husband now go and use this get over again? Yeah, mal sheyachse v'garish boy. Could the husband use his get or not? Reb Nachman Amar choizem v'garish boy. Yes, the husband has a right to go and use his get, even though we told the shliach don't give it. So the shliach can't give it right now. The husband wants to think it over. But if the husband later decides to give a get to his wife, he can use his get. Reb Sheshes Sama ain't choizem v'garish boy. No, you can't use it. The kaim lo hilchos hakavos. Reb Nachman passed like Reb Nachman. So the kasher is if the husband has a right to mivato the shliach. So Khuri, he was mavato the get also. So how could he use this get over again? So Maria says, no. Nehi debot lemitar shliach. True, the husband has the right to stop the first shliach. That's all, because that's only a dibur. You appointed a shliach to give this get to your wife. So before he gave it to her, you could tell the shliach, nothing doing, I don't want you to give it. But mitar is get lebot le. So this is a shala how you learn the Rishonim. Doesn't mean to say that he can't do it, that's one way to learn. That you can't be mavatla get, because that's called a maisa. A get that the Sayyahara cipher right up to get Lishma, it was written Lishma for your wife. So that's called the Maisa was done here, that you can't be Mavatl. Other Rishonim learn, no, even that also could be Mavatl. Because the fact that get was written Lishma, that's not called the Maisa. The Yika Maisa is the Chalais Gershon. And really, if the husband wanted to, he could be Mavatl to get to say, I don't want this get to be used anymore. The more just means to say the Lashon is, Mitero's get, Loi Bitli, he did not. We don't see that he said the get should not be good anymore. The husband only said, I don't want you to be a shliach, that's all. He did not speak out and say the get should not be good. Rakopon according to both pshat, and we pass like Rav Nachman, that we did not see that the husband means to say the get is no good. He's only telling the shliach, you can't give it. But if later the husband himself decides to give it, how about the husband himself has the right to give the get? Then the Mishnah says, Mekudesh is Lashani, that let's say before the 30 days are up, a second person comes and marries her, she's married to the second one. Omar Rav Rav says, Mekedeshes L'Shein L'Yelam. She's faced the second one, L'Yelam, Avada. The first, second one is first, and that Kedushin is L'Yelam. After 30 days, the first one's Kedushin can't be Chal. Hoshmul Amano, Mekedeshes L'Shein L'Yad Lamed Yoyim. L'Yachad Lamed Yoyim, Poka Kedushin Shein, and the Gama Kedushin Rishon. Shmuel says, no, after, till the 30 days, she's married to the second one. But once it comes about the 30 days, then the second one's Kedushin falls off, and the first one's Kedushin is Chal. Yosef Rav Chizda V'Kashla, he had a question. Kedusha Sheni B'Mai Poker, how does the second one's Kedusha go off? What happened here? Reuven went to his wife and said, I want to marry you, here's the money, but Kedusha should be Chali after 30 days. So these next 30 days, Reuven is not married to her. So a second man came and married her right now. So she's married to the second man, that's the good Kedusha. How could the second Kedusha go off after 30 days? How did the first one come about? Omalei Rav Yosef. Mar Areshim Asilo, you learned this halacha in the first case, and that's a good kasha. The kasha doesn't make any sense. If the Kedushin was only supposed to be after 30 days, and she got married to a second man first, so of course she's married to him. For Rabbi Yehuda Seifa Masla, he learned this Chiddush on the Seifa. For the Kashla, he had no Kasha. The Seifa was like this, you go to your wife and you say, May Achsha V'lachash U'lachad L'Amayim. I'm giving you the money right now, and the Kedushin should be Chal now, after 30 days, instead of double Oshin. You said me'achshav from now, and you also said lachalam ed yoin. See how the machlokes. Me'achshav lachash leishim yoin. Omar Rav says mukadeshes ben of mukadeshes luyelam. That's what the Mishnah says. She is that she's not married. It means luyelam. There's a suffix luyelam to who she's married to. Who Shmuel amano mukadeshes ben of mukadeshes ela ad lam ed yoin. It's only up until the first 30 days that it's a doubt who she's married to. But the achalam ed yoin, once the 30 days passes by, pshita that poki kedusha sheni, the second one's kedusha falls away. Because the first one said Me'achshav, he said my kedushin should be chal right now after 30 days. So it's like after 30 days passes by. Now we look as if she was married to the first one from the first day. Therefore, the second one's kedushin falls off. V'gam mikedusha rishon. So what does this mean? L'Rav Mesafkele. According to Rav, it's a suffix. When the man said I'm marrying you Me'achshav from now liyachas shloshim yom. That was the lashon he said. So it's a double lashon. Do you mean today or do you mean tomorrow? Do you mean after 30 days? What do you mean? So Rav says, it's a suffix what he meant. Eat tonight heavy, ichazor heavy. Is it a tonight that he wants a kedushin to be chal right now, really? Just he wants it after 30 days? Or maybe it's a chazor, he needs to retract and say, no, I don't want it from now anymore. I mean, lachad lamadirim, that's all. That's why it's a suffix to she's married to leilam. Because if it's a tonight, she's married to the first one. If it's a chazor, she's married to the second one. Le Shmuel pshit le de tenai heavy. Shmuel holds no pshit it's a tenai. The first one saying, I want to be married to you from right now. But when from right now? Not from right now, but from right now after 30 days. In other words, after 30 days passes by, from then on we look as if she was always married to the first one from the first time. Well, pluta dani tenai is machlega taglis tanoi in the Tanya. Me ayoim liyachamisa get, vena get, vichomim. We have yoim gazeg get. The name of Rabbi Lachar Rabbon, the name of Shmuel Lachar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi, Tzrich, the Dilu Omar Rabbi Lachar Rabbon, never mean a Hossam, the Chay Kossi is getting rid of her. Have Lachar the Kwaiva, because some can come close to her, and might learn the Shmuel. It's not heavy. We are Shmuel Lachar Rabbi, we have a mean a Hossam, or the Engadach again, Nisa. Look at Yesh Kedush, and Ach Kedush, and might learn the Rabbi Tzrich. I will stop here. We'll go with this again tomorrow. You're holding up Nun Testament Beis. The bottom Gemara again. The Gemara says, "Uvaplukta dhani tanoi." I'll tell you the machlokes. Rav and Shmuel is the machlokes in these tanoim. The Tanya would learn like this: if somebody says to his wife when he gives her a get, "Mehayoyim uliyacha misa," the get should be from today until after the misa. So the locher is get v'yein or get dibrichom. Chom says it's a suffix whether the get is good or not. In other words, we have a doubt. What does he mean? Does it mean Mahayom, the get should be from today, so the get is good? Or does it mean the get should be Liacha Misa, and then the get is no good? You can't give a get Liacha Misa. Rebbe says, Kizeh get, no, this get is good. Because we say for sure he means Mahayom from today. So the Chura of the name, why don't we say that Rav Halacha Kachachomim? Rav holds that says before by Kedushin in our Mishnah. It's a Sophic who's Mekadeshes. So you have a Sophic holds that like the Rabbonin. And why doesn't Shmuel say Aloha Karebi that no, for sure it's a Tanai? So Mar says, Tzricha. I can't just say Aloha like this and like that. Because Dilu Amarav Aloha Karabonin, if Rav would have just said, the Aloha is like the Rabbonin by Get, Havamin, I would have thought to say, Hosom de la Rechoy Kakosi. Over there, since he's getting rid of his wife, so over there maybe. But over there, since he's getting rid of his wife, there we get there the Chum say it's a suffix. Maybe means to be choizer. In other words, he says Mahayim uliyacha misa. So maybe when you're giving your wife a get, there we're afraid maybe he's being choizer, and he's saying now he wants to get lacha misa. Avol hochad lekrevakasi. But in our case over here by kedushin, where he's getting married to her, so over here ema moedel el Shmuel. Maybe I would have thought to say that Rav would agree to Shmuel. So when you're marrying your wife, you're coming close to her, if you say the word Mahayoyim, the Iker is Mahayoyim, it's only a Tanai that we have to wait till Liacha Shloshim Yoyim. But really Mahayoyim is the main thing. So therefore Rav has to say, no, even by Kedushin, still it's a suffix what the person means. And I'll tell you, V'yomar Shmuel halacha k'Rebbe Yishmuel would have just said, the halacha is like Rebbe that holds his vade called it Tanai, mitzmeh hayoim, Hava Minar would have thought to say, Hosomu only by Gittin, so Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Why the engetli achamisa? Says a svara person knows he can't give a get after he's dead, achamisa. Therefore, when he says the word mahayoyim, for sure he means the get should be mahayoyim. Avul hocha, but over here by kedushin. Diyesh kedushin liacha lamid, that it's possible to make kedushin to be chal liacha lamid, if it would have said clearly, the kedushin is only chal liacha lamid. The kedushin is chal then, and a moidalele rav, maybe Shmuel would have agreed to Rav to say that the Kedusha maybe is no good, or it's a suffix what he means. Maybe he means the Chazara, maybe means the Kedusha Shepherd's Tichal, Liach Alamed Yoim. Therefore, Tzricha, therefore I need no Rav and Shmuel to say their machlekes, even by Kedushin, that they both say their svaras. That Rav holds it's a suffix what the person means, a Tanai or a Chazara, and according to Shmuel, for sure the person only means a Tanai. Talmud says, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, well, the time made the Rav, according to Rav's Tam, that Rav says it's a Sofik Kedushin. When the first one said, Harei Am Gadeshli Mehayoyim Oliach Alamid, and then a second person came and married her in between, so Rav says it's a Sofik who's married to her. Because maybe the first one's married because he meant a Tanai Shibichal Mehayoyim, or maybe no, he only meant a Chazor Shibichal Liach Alamid, and then the second one is married. So Abaye says like this, according to Rav, Bo echad v'yomalo harei amgadash shli miyachshav ulacha ulacha lamidyoim. One person said the Kedushin should be from now, ulacha lamidyoim. Or bo echad, then a second person came to her v'yomalo and said like this, harei at mekadash shli miyachshav ulacha esrim yoim. I want to be married to you now yoim from today within 20 days. He's 10 days shorter.